had to bring in Craig.
Oh. Who is Craig?
He's the little weasel that records the show.
Oh, that Craig.
It's a little Discord bot that records the show, but it's how I get the level 13 audio.
Right.
But also, I use it to do the recap.
Excuse me, I was just doing my...
Yeah, I know.
Bank reconciliation, so I just need to finish.
You need to go do some shredding.
Yeah.
He's going to go do some shredding.
We're not recording, are we?
This is going to be a level 13 thing.
Gotcha.
We're on the stream, though.
Hi, stream.
Stream, if you are interested in saying hello to Big Fatty, you can do so over in the Pride 48 chat room. Just go to pride48.com, click on the big old chat button, and it'll take you to our chat room. Gary in Phoenix says, hi, Big Fatty.
Phoenix?
You know what? Didn't he used to be Gary in Phoenix? He was in Albuquerque.
By the way, if you don't mind, I do need to
shred some more. Yeah.
Just over here.
Shred some more stuff. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, and just so you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you see that?
There's pills. Yeah, you got your sleepy pills.
Oh gosh, I've dropped one of them. Yeah. Now I gotta find
Here's what happens, Fatty.
I'm listening.
Gary's screen name in the chat room is Gary in PDX. And yes, in my brain, I just say Phoenix. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know that it's the airport code for Portland, but
yeah.
I feel like Gary should just be Gary in Portland.
Yeah, but that's too easy.
Did you break your shredder?
No, I can't find the pill that I've dropped.
Oh, the pill that you dropped. I took it. It fell here, and I took it.
Well, that's not good, because I need to take it.
Well,
but I haven't taken it yet.
Do you really need to take it, though? Because the last time you took it, you placed it on your tongue, and 35 seconds later, you're like, yes, you know.
I'll be back in a second.
He's going to go get another pill. He was showing me his handful of pills, and he just dumped them everywhere. I see. Yes, I see. Don't drop them. Dear God, don't drop them.
All right. I don't know where that other one went.
It's probably in your chair. It's probably in one of the creases of your chair. Not under your butt. Like, it's probably in the crease of the...
Well, I'm taking it rectally tonight.
Okay, great.
Okay.
This would make this different than other nights. How exactly?
It's not.
Yeah.
By the way, shall I turn on the Grin Doctor just to see if anyone's interested?
Sure. Are you going to take your pills if someone is interested?
No, I'm not going to take the pills yet, and I was just showing you so that I would not fall asleep.
I got it.
Like I did last time.
Let me tell you, man. I have some Grindr questions for you.
Okay.
But... if you don't mind,
I
need to refill my beverage.
Okay.
So if you can just give me a moment, I'll be right back.
I'll refill mine sometime during the show.
You can, Gary's in the chat room. If you go to the chat room, you can talk to Gary. He can hear you.
I don't know if I remember how to do that. Let me see here. Where did that go? Oh, there it is. What is that called again? Pride 48. No, not Pride 48 Mobile. 48.com. I don't want mobile. Live streaming event 2023. Well, that's not real up to date. Chat. What should I call you?
Big Fatty.
I already have an account. Okay, let's see if that's going to work. Wait, are you a human? I am. Enter a phone number. I've entered my email. I'm a human.
Yeah, that stupid fucking...
New login location detected. Please check your email. Okay, I'm not doing this.
Okay, great. That's fine.
Because I can't figure it out. And
that's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Fatty.
I know.
Fatty is fine. I know. It's fine.
I know. Sorry, Gary.
So, a couple of
things. Now, is Lamont Cranston in the chat room?
Not yet. No.
Because, you know, today's his birthday.
It is. It is Lamont Cranston's birthday. I will make
man
sure.
About town. Twin,
yeah. Wealthy young man about town. Yes, I believe
I forgot the wealthy and young. I just said man about town.
Well, olay.
Olay.
What was I going to say? Oh, so here's the thing. A couple of things. Number one.
Couple of things.
The main reason that I have you here on the show.
It's because Adam is not here.
No, the main reason is because we are coming up to visit you, and you know Adam hates he hates planning, making decisions. Everything. So I just wanted to sit with you here and go through a few of our options of what we want to do while we're there and see what sounds good and everything. Just basically get it all taken care of.
Okay.
So that's number one.
I've dropped a second pill. I'm going to have to go get another one. I can hear you, though, while you're talking.
Okay, great. So before we get, but also I guess I'm going to have to pay for this Zoom because it's going to,
I don't have the Zoom.
No, I don't normally either. I use Adam's, but because I'm hosting it and I don't have a paid account, it's going to end the meeting in 40 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to, let me just go buy a month real quick and see if I can just...
Can you get a week free trial?
No, I mean, it's fine. A month is... What is a month? A month is $13.
Oh.
Or is that yearly? That's billed annually. Oh, wow. That's billed annually. I don't want to bill annually. No. Let's see. How do I get to the difference between? I'm not asking you. I'm asking. Anyway, so I have a couple of Grindr questions. While I'm figuring this out, I had a couple of Grindr questions.
You're going to save them for the show, though, aren't you?
We're on the show. We're not. All right. So you're not on. You're not doing the mix. You're doing level.
I'm not.
You're doing level 13. Adam's going to be here.
Ah.
He messaged and said, I need to be, you know, I can't start until 10:30 on Friday.
Okay. That's where I was.
Yeah. Yeah. I apologize. I'm behind on your show and I didn't hear. Gary said that you mentioned that you were filling in for Adam tonight. I do have an account. It's a Google account.
Does Zoom have a free trial? Does not have a free trial. Okay.
Zoom has a free, it's not a free trial. Zoom has a thing.
40 minutes for free.
Yeah, 40 minutes free. And I'm just gonna pay the $13 and it'll be done. It'll be fine. Yes.
Okay. All right. So I don't need to say, how are you, Daniel?
We can if you want. I can. No, do you want me okay. to? Do you, I mean, no, if you want no, the full experience.
No.
If you want the full experience, Fatty.
No, I want to get right into your questions.
I am happy.
First of all,
yes.
This meeting has been upgraded by the host.
There
and
you
now
go.
Includes unlimited minutes.
Cool.
Okay, great.
So we will not be rudely interrupted.
Okay, so.
I'm going to move you back over here. Okay.
So.
Grindr questions.
And
I get no less than 10 messages a week from an Asian guy who was always 36 to 38 miles away, always has kind of the same shirtless, hot Asian dude that mm-hmm. says like, hello. I'm sure it's some kind of
bot.
Fishing thing or bot or whatever, but I just, is it just, do you get those 30? They're always like 30 miles away.
There's no rhyme no reason to them. Yeah. You know, it's always someone with a 9-inch dick that
right.
Is interested in me. Well, you know, right there.
Yeah, red flag right there. There was, all right, now I'm considering this because this guy wasn't on Scruff, it was on Sniffies, but there's this guy who lives close. He's young. Mm-hmm. And he essentially said, like, hey, you know, I need some cash. I'm happy to, you know, whatever. And very reasonable rates. He's very cute. And I'm thinking
rent boy.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know what? I don't really have a problem with that because I don't want another relationship or anything. I just, you know, occasionally want some sex, right? It's like that's not a thing. It's like I don't wanna, you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm thinking, oh, that'd be
just yeah. buying a little bobo honking.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So, anyway, yeah. All right. I was just curious.
You know, just you're just helping a buddy out.
Exactly. Yeah. Because he was like, it was super reasonable. I'm like, dude,
I'm sure you're just giving him some gas money.
Probably. You know, I don't need that anymore.
Right.
I don't need that gas money anymore, Fatty. I have my
electric. I can't wait to
car.
See. What did you name it again? Eve. I don't remember. Eve. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because she Got looks it. Like Eve from WALL-E.
Yeah. Little white, Eve Arden.
Little white robot with little flipper hands on it. It's so cute. Her little handles come out when you walk up to her. She's like,
What'd you do to your finger?
Oh, here? I'm playing with the cap to my vape.
It's
just if I leave it on my drop my pill. If I leave it on my desk, my cat will eat it.
Got it. Got it. I thought it was a Band-Aid or something.
No. My fingers are intact. They're old. They're now my dad's.
Look at mine.
Oh my God. That's.
I mean,
you should get that checked. You should get that looked at.
That's where you show your age, right there.
That's level 13 is not a video podcast, but
no, but those are some old person hands.
Do you have
those
the? Can you do the?
Those crypt, are my mother's hands.
Can you do the Crypt Keeper voice?
I don't know what that
from HBO, the Crypt Keeper. He was a skeleton. That was my point. He was a skeleton. That was the joke.
Okay, is that all the Grindr questions?
I ask you the one. Let's see. I thought of another one while I was asking you that one. And then I was, all right. So here's my other question. There's like two guys in my neighborhood
mm-hmm.
who always chat, like always, you know, and I've made it very clear. I'm not interested. You know, I'm happy to chat, but I'm not interested, but they always mm-hmm. lead it toward, and they always, you know, send the same sad little pictures of their of the junk that I just like, well, that's why I'm not interested right there. It's like, I don't know why you think that's going to change someone's mind, but I don't know. I'm at the point now where I kind of want to just block them,
mm-hmm.
but I'm Southern. So I don't want to block them while they're online because, you know, but then I'm thinking, but because they message me every day, it must be at the top of their message thing. So as soon as I block them, it's going to like, you know, be a noticeable absence in their chats. And I'm like,
and then they can't say anything to you about how unsouthern you are. Now, the way to do it, Daniel, is to go in and friend them. Check the little gold star.
Yeah.
So then you can go and look at your favorites. Whether they're online or not.
Right.
And when they're not online, you can just block them then.
Got it.
So it's a little less in their face.
Yeah. I just.
So that's the Southern way of doing it.
Just take a hint. I know. It's like, well, I guess maybe I should ask Alice.
You know, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. Tell me what. Tell me. I want to know.
Something tells me that Mittens is going to file for divorce because he's going to be in a full-blown relationship with Alice. But anyway, maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think so.
I don't either. I don't either. So
primarily because I know Adam, and ChatGPT will not talk sexy with you. Like it draws. It's got, you know, guardrails. It's like it's like, I'm sorry, I'm an AI. I do not do that.
Well, you know, the sexiest thing that Adam said lately is, you know, he was blowing on Sydney's butthole. You know.
I feel bad that he is being stressed.
Actually, you feel badly.
No. Actually, where did I hear this recently?
Okay.
To feel badly means that you're bad at feeling. Oh, wait, this was a Joe Batanz-ism from Throwing Down. Yeah, to say I feel badly means that I'm no good at feeling. I feel bad means that I, you know, the feelings that I'm having are bad. So it's like, in this case, the verb is feel. So badly would be modifying the verb. And that's not what you want to do. You're wrong. So I feel bad that he is stressed out. I've tried to offer him what advice I can, but at the same time, you know, people offered me advice and I ignored them. And so I don't think he's going to actually take my advice. But I kind of wish he would just do something, just quit or something. It's just like you just or take a sabbatical, do anything other than what he's doing. Because right now he's just, you know, say he's like he's crying in the morning when he wakes up, getting ready to go. You shouldn't be doing it. So I feel bad, but I don't know. So I want to, you know, take a burden off of Adam, who's very stressed.
You talk with your hands a lot.
I do.
Did you know that?
I do. You know, I did that big teaching that I did for my company that I talked about on the show. Yeah. I'm just like, oops. Yep. See, oops. Yep. Yeah. I do. I don't know if my dad did that. I think my dad might have done that.
Having met him, would be surprised if he didn't.
So I have a cute story about my dad.
Okay.
You'll hate it, but it's a cute story about my dad. As you may recall, before he died, about a year before he died, I had gone down and spent some time with him and recorded conversations with him. And I've shared those recordings with my siblings and, you know, occasionally listen to them or whatever. But I was like, you know what? We have Notebook LM now, like the thing that, you know.
I don't know what that is.
Notebook LM is the, it's a rag. And now you're going to get me. Anyway, the point is that it's an AI, but it only works on the information that you give it, right? So you give it a bunch of information on a particular topic, and it can now, you know, answer your questions about that, right? So super, super helpful if, like, you're trying to use a new API on a website somewhere and they have documentation for it, but you just want to make certain calls. So you take all the documentation, you throw it into the Notebook LM, and then you can say, hey, all I want to do is this.
This is what you put some of the dubious intent stuff into and said.
I said, now go identify some funny things. So I think you can see where I'm going here. I gave it all of those recordings.
Okay.
My dad did. And I'm going to click on the button right now. So I want to see what the little podcast people say about that, about dad in the recording. So we're going to, I won't make you listen to the whole thing, but we're going to listen to a little bit of that when it's done recording. I do this a lot. A Notebook LM, I will do this a lot. I will take some paper or something that I want to know more about, but it's a really dense read or whatever, I'll give it to Notebook LM. I'll have it make a podcast for me. And then I just put it on, I have a little WordPress that I throw it on that makes a feed. Mm-hmm. And then while I'm driving, running, mowing the yard, whatever, I'm hearing, you know, they're basically talking about the thing that I wanted to know about, which is kind of cool. So
you did that for my show.
I did. I did.
Yes.
Okay. But I do that a lot. But so what I did is not that, but similar. No, I'm doing that right now. But what I did is I'm looking for something here. Charleston.
All right. While you're doing that, I'm going to go refill my water.
Yep. I'm trying to remember which LLM I used to plan the Charleston. I hear you over there. It's Charleston. That's probably no. I was looking for Charleston. Yeah, I see you doing the Charleston. I'm lost here. I had asked one of the LLMs about my upcoming trip. And
now, what is LLM?
Large language model. So Gemini, okay. It was either Gemini or ChatGPT. I'm not sure which. I'm right now, I'm trying to search and find it here. But what I did was I said, hey, I have an interest in American history. Mm-hmm. And I have an interest in... Charleston nightlife options, though. I have an interest in what am I trying to say? American history and Revolutionary War and stuff like that. Tell me five events, major events that happened in Charleston, South Carolina, because I'm going to be going there. Pick five of them, and for each one, there should be some place I could visit to see something mm-hmm. about it. And this is where I asked you about Fort Sumter. Let's see.
Yes.
Sumter. Where the fuck was it?
I don't know.
Okay, it must have been Gemini.
You could have done a new one by now.
Oh, that's just it. There we go. Okay. I found it. It was so stupid. All right, so here's the five things that I could possibly do while we're there in Charleston that you may have an interest in also. And the one, number five, spoiler alert, number five is the one that we're definitely going to do and I already asked you about. So that's going to Fort Sumter.
Okay.
So that's like but have you done that before? You've done the going to Fort Sumter?
Like I said, I did it many moons ago. There ain't a whole lot there, but anyway.
Yeah, but we can learn all about the first shots of the American Civil War. They were fired right there in Charleston Harbor on April 12th. I'm just saying. We could, it'd be fun. It's a boat, so Adam will love it. It's a boat and it's history, so Adam will like it. Here are the other four. So tell me if any of these sound interesting or what. Number one, this is the earliest one, the Siege of Charleston from 1780. This is British captured Charleston in what was the largest surrender of American forces until the Civil War. That one. You would visit the Old Exchange and Provost Dungeon.
Dumb.
Okay, just mark that right off. Denmark Vesey's planned uprising. 1822. This was a free black carpenter and leader who organized what would have been one of the largest slave rebellions in U.S. history, but he was caught. And a whole bunch of black people got killed. So this tells me to visit the International African American Museum, which just recently opened there.
I haven't been there.
Okay. Do you have any interest in going to the International African American Museum? Okay. All right. We'll put that as a maybe then. So Denmark Vesey. That was one I was kind of like, yeah. And then I can do a whole bunch of research on Denmark Vesey and we can listen to it as a podcast on the way up there. It's fun. Mm. The nullification crisis. This is, Charleston was the epicenter, the major constitutional crisis, the tariffs. We're not going to, tariffs are unconstitutional and unenforceable in this state. That was...
Okay.
I'm sure Lindsey Graham should just be alerted to the fact that that's all he has to do. South Carolina won't have to pay tariffs if he just enacts the act. Anyway, they want us to visit the Fireproof Building. It's the home to the South Carolina Historical Society. No. Okay. The Ordinance of Secession. They want you to visit Secession Hall. As you know, South Carolina was the first state to secede from the Union during the Civil War. But they want you to visit Secession Hall. The original building where the ordinance was signed, Institute Hall, burned down in 1861. However, the site at 134 Meeting Street is marked, and you can stand on the spot where the first official step towards the Civil War was taken. You just stared at me. You're just giving me a glare.
Let me go ahead and take this good of it.
All right. Come on. All right. Here's the thing. I don't want to, roll into town and make you, take care of us for the entire week. And we definitely want to do Friday at Fatty's. And we would like to spend as much time with you as we can in the time that we're there. But I don't want you to, put your life on or go do something you don't want to do.
I won't.
Auntie Scott has arrived in the chat room, as has Kathy.
Well,
as has Kathy Marshall.
I wish the old gal a happy anniversarium earlier this month.
Yeah.
And back on the 13th. And even sent a textimonium.
A textimonium.
Mm-hmm.
Did he reply to the textimony?
It's probably best that I don't even bring it up.
I don't think he knows how to use the text. Okay. You can message him on Discord, but you don't know how to be. See, it's a classic.
Yeah, it's
just the classic.
The thing I miss most about the old gal not being on the social media is the. Is the baby crying when it's raining. And the twat. This is end of the mix minus
news
intent newsroom for level 13.
Auntie Scott has a reply. Auntie Scott called your show to wish you a happy birthday.
No, he didn't.
I called and wished you a happy birthday, Fatty. Your show.
No, you didn't.
Did he? Yes, I did, he says.
I would have played it.
Let's see.
Go back and see if you hit send.
I don't think that's the case. By the way, have you seen his new the Thursday before your birthday? Oh, and fuck you. Have you seen his new YouTube series?
I've just seen the first introductory episode.
There are two episodes out now.
So
two episodes.
No. I have to depend on the kindness of others to let me know when new ones come out.
Well, if you subscribe and click that bell, then you'll get notified.
Yeah, but isn't that on YouTube or something?
Yeah. Well, that's where he posts his videos, is on YouTube.
Okay, well, I hadn't seen that. I'll look for it.
Does he post them somewhere else? Does he post them on Facebook or something?
Well, I don't know where.
Oh, you don't use Facebook?
No.
Yeah.
Somebody must have seen it and said, hey, did you know the old gal was, it may have been Dr. Stone. I don't know.
Oh. You really are the elderly, aren't you? Just,
Me?
Yeah. I have to wait for people to tell me to click on a link. And it's like,
You know.
All right. So what kind of things?
That bothers me that he sent me
The Thursday before your birthday, he called and wished you a happy birthday.
See, I should have gotten. Where would that be?
You use the place that's like, start, you're sending your fax now. It's like, I don't know what service do you use?
No, you just keep talking. Well,
we're having a conversation, though.
Okay.
The mechanicals picked up. The mechanicals picked up and talked to me, he says. That would have been Thursday before your birthday.
All right. Maybe I need to change accounts or something. Oh, no, not that.
No, not that.
Well, you go ahead.
Well, the question I'm asking you is what kind of things would you like to do with us on the weekend?
First of all, I don't think. Well, Friday is shot. Okay.
Well, it's Friday at Fatty's.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's that, and that's okay. All right.
Well, why is it shot?
Because we're not doing anything else other than that.
Yeah, we're doing Friday and visiting with you.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Now I gotta get rid of this so I can see you. Okay.
There. Oh. And then on Saturday, like what would you like to do on Saturday?
Well, I think those two things are more than enough.
All right. Well, if you're interested in doing those two things, then we can do those two things.
Okay.
Adam has no choice, so he's...
Well, you know, he loves to...
Black people.
Well...
Actually, Joe Batanz has a clip of Adam saying, I love black people, that he plays all the time on his show. So that's okay. A little inside joke. You don't listen to the Joe Batanz
I don't have a free subscription like you do.
Oh, yeah, you have to complain. If you complain...
Well, Joe told me he was going to send me one at one point.
Oh.
And it just, yeah. you know. Yeah. I'm still waiting. It must be with the old gal.
Probably, yeah, it's probably with her voicemail.
Yeah.
It's just hiding there somewhere. So Saturday,
bothers me because I don't know where that is. Right,
so Saturday, we'll go to do the things. And then Saturday night, is there some place you like to go on Saturday night? Is there a...
You mean like homosexual place?
Yeah, like some place that you go, a homosexual place that you go?
No, but I can recommend a couple for you two. Where are y'all staying?
I believe we're staying at the Drury.
The Drury, which is very close to Fat Acres.
Yes, that's why I chose it. It is close to Fat Acres. And also
it has free superchargers.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, yes. Yeah, so.
Well, the place that I'm going to recommend is... There are a couple of places up near the Big Circle that I will recommend to y'all.
Then we're not going to go out. It's like, we can just hang out with you on Saturday night. Neither one of us go out. It's not like we're going to go pick up people or whatever. So, we'll just hang out with you. That's fine. Unless you have, some other. Adam is convinced that Friday at Fatty's is a sex party. You know that, right?
Well, he's convinced it used to that be. That's it.
Okay. So there, it's roots.
Well, there was some rooting in its roots. Now, the most important question about the trip.
Yeah.
Are you bringing Mother Brewer's strawberry cobbler?
So, yes, I'm bringing the ingredients for the strawberry cobbler. Because I'm not going to, if I cook it here,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, hoisted up there in the parlance. It's going to be cold. And my car is going to smell like strawberry cobbler for
but you want that new car smell.
It's not that. There's something great about cobbler right out of the oven when vanilla ice cream, you know, on it that is immediately melting down into the hot strawberry cobbler. So it only takes like 35, 45 minutes to bake. So I was just going to bring the ingredients.
Okay.
You know, I would go ahead and cut the berries and everything. So all I have to do is basically just dump some stuff in a casserole That's dish fine. And bake it.
That's fine.
And then your house will smell like strawberry cobbler, you know, and it, yeah, there you go. God. You're welcome.
Now, you know.
Yeah.
Adam's real particular about his cobblers.
Yeah, but it's all right. The type that he likes is the type that I make. So it's the type that you've had at my place in, God, where the fuck did I live? Columbia.
Yes. The place in South Carolina.
I've just been trying to block that out of my memory. Yeah.
Right. The place where the state of South Carolina would receive an enema.
It is true. Kathy Marshall says that she worries about.
Hi, Kathy Marshall.
She worries about the texture. He's very particular about the texture. Yeah.
And he might want something with some crunch.
She says, hi, Big Fatty. Well, you know, if you want crunch on the kind of cobbler that I make, you have to get near the edge where it's like a little bit burnt up onto the side of the dish there because, yeah, it's not crispy. It's more cakey than crispy.
Have you, see?
It's like the crispy rice. It's like the crispy rice, Fatty. It's like that shepherd dude on Survivor. It's like, give me some of the crispy rice. That's the cobbler that's stuck on the casserole dish. Yeah.
Yeah, the good part.
Yeah, the crispy part. Are you familiar? I'm sorry, I'm apoplectic. Are you familiar with General Tso's chicken?
I have met that young man, yes.
Okay. Are you a fan of General Tso's chicken?
I have partaken on more than one occasion, yes.
So for no particular reason, well, for a reason that will become apparent soon, would you say that the most important part of a good General Tso's chicken is how crispy the chicken is?
Yeah, I would say so.
No, the answer is no. No, okay. No, it doesn't matter how crispy the chicken. This dude on YouTube spent, how long did he spend?
In this video, I'm going to show you all the little tricks that I use to make the
11?
Crispiest Here we takeout go. Style General Tso's crispiest. Chicken at home. This chicken is pretty much perfect, I think. The breading stays totally stuck onto the chicken. It's insanely crunchy. The chicken itself is super tender and the sauce.
He talks about how fucking crunchy it is endlessly for 11 minutes. I got to say, I've never... ever like
well,
said
you know
now what
that you mentioned it's doughier
yeah it's like you know what made that you know what I really loved about that General Tso's chicken was how crispy it was. It's like that I've never said I like to add spice to it, so I like to put Chinese hot mustard on each piece as I eat it.
I don't know about each piece,
but yeah, anyway. It's you know each piece, which I use the chopsticks for because you know I do that. Yeah, I like me some General Tso's chicken, but this guy wants me to make it at home. And the one benefit of me making it at home with his recipe is that it will be crispy, which I don't give a shit about. But he wants me to, this is how long do you think it would take to make General Tso's chicken if you had a wok? Like, how long do you think it would take to make?
Well, you can't really get the dough crispy in a wok, can you?
No, you deep fry it, but you can deep fry in a wok.
Okay.
So.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like it's going to take quite a while because you've got to deep fry, and then you got to clean all that out and pour the grease away and drain that, and then you go
Unless
and
you
add
have two
the.
Woks, yeah. I was adding it up. It's like you have to pound the chicken with a weird little device that he had. Oh, what the fuck is it called? Bonus mallet. Points if anyone can name it before I play it here. It's going to be a kitchen device. I'm going to explain it to you. It looks...
Verna will know it.
It looks like a stapler had... What is that called when your asshole falls out? A prolapse. It looks like a stapler had a prolapse. Like the entire middle part of the stapler has fallen down. And you pound it on the meat and it shoves little knives into the meat. It's called... he's going to say it
here. With rows of tiny blades that pierce meat. Pieces. And I don't know why, but in my experience, breast meat holds onto its breading a little bit better than thighs. Now okay, to prep these breasts, I'll grab a jacquarding tool and punch...
A jacquarding tool. Fatty, a jacquarding tool.
You know, I could have gone out and bought some really shitty general style chicken.
I know. So you have to jacquard your chicken with a jacquarding tool. Then you cut it up. Then
I was in my 20s the last time I jacquarded my
something.
Chicken.
Yeah, jacquarded your chicken. But after you jacquard it and cut it, then you marinate it for at least a half hour while you make the breading. Then you make the breading. But then you spend all your time breading each individual chicken piece and glomming it on. He has a whole method.
And we got to this because Adam likes a little crunch to his cobbler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, did you not follow that? It made perfect sense to me.
Bring your jacquarding tool and jacquard those strawberries.
Yeah. All right. So I'm bringing strawberries and I'm going to make strawberry cobbler. All set. I'll even text you ahead of time and tell you what the play. Oh, set it to 350 or whatever.
We'll have plenty of time.
Let's see. Oh, I just got a text from Darwin. Hold on.
Oh. He was asking if you had a jacquarding tool that he could borrow. I'm really upset that I didn't get the old gal's phone call.
Get the old gal's phone call, huh? I mean... There's every possibility that she called some other phone. Like she
said that the mechanical picked up.
It's entirely possible that he called some other fatty. And like he loves watching that big fat woman that does the mukbangs. Maybe he called her. And he just, you know.
Okay.
I was upset that you never played it. I heard the fucking pickup, you assless chap.
I, you know damn good and well that I would play it if I got it.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe we can help. Maybe we can help you find it when we're up there. You know, Adam is good at tech support.
That's good. Okay. We'll look for it when y'all are up here.
Right.
Because I swear, that's not me at all. You know, I've been meaning to say this on my show, but when I go to upload, what is that called? Upload my show to transmit, upload it to wherever it goes. I feel guilty because the first thing I have to click on is WordPress content, and I just feel guilty putting anything in the content folder. I mean, it's just a daily, 5 days a week, I lie. Uh-huh. So, you know, putting content in there. Anyway,
putting content in the content folder.
Mm-hmm. It's because, you know, it ain't content.
Well, I mean, it is content. It's not good content. You know what, though? It is, you enjoy doing it.
Constant content.
Yeah, constant content. It's a Katie Lang song.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, that's constant craving.
No, I do enjoy doing it, and that's all that matters. And absolutely. I'm still, to this day, why the hell anyone listens, I don't know.
One of the things...
one reason people listen is when they call to give me birthday greetings, and they want to hear their voice.
That's right. Or Adam is using you now as just a place to store his birthdays.
Just like, oh, that reminds me. I need to write that down. What was that? September 5th? Oh, that I remember that because that's the day the Hatterina died.
Oh.
Oh, Kathy Bacon is sending me stuff.
Oh.
All right, let me see. Who is that? That's, who is the one?
I don't know.
Who is his listener?
It's, that said that? I don't know which one it is.
Somebody in Illinois.
Oh, is it? Oh, Tony. Tony in Illinois. Or is Dave? No, wait, that was Dave in Phoenix.
No, it's Tony.
Dave's in Phoenix. Dave was just here. Dave was in the chat room, but he left. He heard Fatty and he left. He's like, I did not sign up for this. By the way,
Bacon.
If Lamont Cranston shows up in the chat room tonight, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you besiege him with happy birthday wishes. Since it is
Daniel, why don't hate a bumper?
Hey, Daniel, why don't hate a bumper?
She goes, shh. Hey, Daniel, why don't hate a bumper? Shh. asterisk, do you, not don't. All right. Hey, I think she's trying. If
you read your bacon
you
correctly.
You know, I speak granny. I speak granny, so this is a little bit easier than trying to figure out what granny says.
I think
she's saying, hey, Daniel, why do you hate a bumper?
Did I say I hated a bumper?
I didn't. Maybe it's in a voicemail that you sent to me that I haven't received. By the way, did you see there was a new Epitome that just came out?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
let me,
she got a new bike.
A new bike?
Yeah. Don't know where she parked it, but that's all right.
No, that's me. I'm the one that.
Oh, that's right. All right, so what else do we need to discuss?
Oh, I see. It's the scooter diary. No, I have to get through If I Only Knew How to Splice. I haven't listened to that one yet.
Okay.
You
know, it's real interesting. She had a new one, and then the Enormous Boys just came out with a new one also. I think there's some kind of conspiracy there. You know, she was going to go to Denver, so maybe they're doing a collaboration or something.
You mean the annoying boy, the Enormous Boys? Yeah.
Yes.
I really like that.
That's good.
Yeah. See, if I talk really close to the mic and talk really loud, then I can sound like I have a really deep voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I've got something enormous.
That's right.
You know, when you've got enormous things, you speak.
They are a show that definitely does not need a little more bass. Like they don't need a little more bass. Do you what?
Nothing.
What?
You were just giving sound advice again.
Was I just babbling? I'm so sorry. I'm trying to do this. I wrote this. I didn't write it. I did not write it. I asked AI to create this news quiz thing.
I thought you were doing this something about your dad.
Yeah, I did. I put that in. Oh, yeah. We're going to listen to that in just a second. But first.
There's that bike.
I did forget about that. Let's go. Wait, let's go see. Is it ready?
Is it ready?
Wait, why?
No.
Stop.
No, stop.
Welcome to The Deep Dive, where we unpack your unique sources to unearth the surprising truths often hidden beneath the surface.
Today,
we're stepping back into a different America, a time when everyday life included things like pharmacies selling opium tinctures and doctors maybe getting paid with chickens.
Exactly.
And it's these candid
sort of unexpected details from personal conversations that offer a truly fascinating glimpse into a bygone era.
So what's our mission today? What are we hoping you, the listener, will get out of this?
Our mission for this deep dive is really to explore how these seemingly mundane daily routines, these personal anecdotes,
exactly what they said about my
interactions from the 20th century. They said the same thing. How you said you sold opium.
But it was how these daily mundane things.
Yeah,
because,
I know.
They use those words.
Profound insights into
profound insights. I think they said
resourcefulness and the enduring.
Get to it, people.
So you'll get a shortcut. Kind of to understanding a crucial period of American life, right? Uh-huh. Through the eyes of people who actually lived it.
Yeah. Precisely.
He could be
it's
on the enormous
look
podcast.
At a world that often feels both distant and maybe surprisingly resonant with our own challenges.
Get to the point.
Okay, let's unpack this. Then.
Yes, please.
Starting with life on the farm.
Okay, great.
What did it really take to just get by? And how did people innovate with?
Oh my God, that's so boring. It's like literally he told cute stories. And they're treating it like, these are normal things. He was like telling like stories about how
it's kind of a Charles Carroll.
It was.
There's a mule in Iowa that can play the banjo. No. I'm Charles Carroll.
Funny story about a mule. Hold on. What is the story about the mule? Hold on just
a
second.
Oh, there was a mule.
There was,
if played a banjo.
He bought a mule. He and his brother, Bill, my Uncle Bill, they saved up and bought a mule.
If I had an Uncle Bill, I'd probably save up and buy a mule too.
All right. Here, Harold's family had a significant history with mules, particularly during his childhood on their 40-acre farm in Sand Hill, Mississippi.
Did you say Mississippi?
Mississippi. Yeah, that's where it's at.
Okay.
Harold's
like
family.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, exactly. Harold's family owned a mule named Rip. He was an old army mule.
Rip the mule. Huh?
His father acquired Rip for the
Thank you for your service, Rip.
So my granddad bought it between $5 and $10 after World War I, when the military's cavalry units were being phased out. They used it for like hauling wagons, plowing they had 40 acres, right? They grew food and stuff. So when Harold was around 8 or 9 years old, his brother was 11 or 12. They worked a half acre cotton patch. Harold's role was to drive Rip, the mule, while Bill operated the plow.
How do you drive a mule? Just press on the accelerator.
Yeah, you press
right?
on okay, the accelerator. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta steer it, right? You gotta keep there it, you know, and whatnot. Anyway, so they were given a half acre to do whatever they wanted.
The pill that I lost.
And they don't take it. You've already taken another one. Don't. Don't take them. Anyway, I just thought it was funny that you say that because, my dad, let's see. Oh, hold on. Here's another. When Harold's father was known as Big Paw, well, that's what my siblings called him. He died before I was born. Was the superintendent of education in Perry County. He attended an animal auction in New Augusta. Knowing his farming background, the auctioneer asked Big Paw to initiate the bidding for a pair of mules. Big Paw bid $15, and due to the widespread adoption of tractors, mules had lost their market value and no one else placed a bid, so he had to buy a pair of mules for $15.
Well, there you go. Just out of curiosity, do we know anything about the demise of Rip the Mule?
I don't think so.
Well, the old gal knows where I'm going with this. It's just R.I.P. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Rip. Okay. Yeah, got it. Yeah. No, I don't. Yep. I don't think. I mean, I'm sure he died, but it wasn't. I could ask. Let's see.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. These are stories that Dad had told 1,000 times. Like we all know these stories. That all the family knows these stories because he would tell these stories. As it turned out, my dad went to pharmacy school, became a pharmacist, and then later went to medical school and became a doctor. And, but when he was in pharmacy school, his brother, Bill, was also in pharmacy school, but his Uncle Bill went into industrial chemistry stuff and what. Anyway, the point is they were both in school. I know, I talk with my hands. They're both in school together. And
oh,
there was a cat that that needed to be spayed.
Was it in a hat?
No, this cat that needed to be spayed. And they were like, well, we're both in school. It's like, we can do it. We'll just do it. We'll do it. We know we can do it. And so they got ether and, you know, put the cat to sleep and stuff. And so they caught the cat. They had the cat laying down. And so dad was acting as the anesthetist and he, you know, started a little ether drip and put the thing over the cat's mouth, you know, and they figured out the right amounts and everything. Like, you know, it was just going to put the cat to sleep, you know, and the cat relaxed, the cat, you know, went asleep and
it's kind of like taking go to bed pills.
Right. Exactly like taking go to bed pills, except as soon as Bill touched the scalpel to the stomach of the cat, rah! sprang up and knocked over the bottle of ether. And then they were inhaling ether fumes for inside the barn.
The cat operate on them while they were out?
But it's just stupid little stories like that that we all know, and he tells 1,000 times. And some of them are very fishing story, right? They get a little bit more extreme every time, or they get, you know, little things are just a little bit placed differently than the third or fourth telling. You know what I'm saying? Like you're workshopping a narrative, you know,
a new joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Workshopping a new set for an upcoming show.
Yeah.
By the way, I've just received a look on the Grin Doctor by somebody that let me just show you what their picture is. It's not exactly what we're talking about, but it's pretty damn close.
It's a mule with a banjo. I do not believe there are any stories about banjos. Let's see. Are there any stories? You
Google Charles Carroll.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I'm saying I don't believe my dad had a hidden banjo story. Like I don't think there was a hidden banjo story. Yeah. Oh, apparently Uncle Czar played the banjo.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So Uncle Czar.
Is that C-Z-A-R?
No, that's just Z-A-R. This is Sandhill, Mississippi. I have a relative whose God-given name is Scooper. So it's
well, that's, you know, all right. It's very, the Nip was just here tonight. You know, his great uncle Bunyan.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah, you'll get to hear about great uncle Bunyan in 2 weeks.
So you're coming down to
Rat World,
Walt Disney World. Did you get your Beacon Barrel reservation for the time that you wanted?
I didn't get it for the time I wanted.
Oh.
But I got it for a better time.
Oh, well, that's even better. You're going to be looking for... oh, shit. I think it's Ron. You're going to be looking for Ron, our friend Ron. He's our neighbor, but he is on the opening crew of Beacon Barrel.
Okay.
Say hi to him. That's all.
Will he still be there on the 23rd of September?
I don't know what shifts he works, but yeah, I'm sure he's
September.
He's a anyway. So you're coming down here to to go to Disney, and I noticed.
Yes.
Because you and I are now friends on the My Disney Experience app.
Yes.
I noticed you had booked a fireworks cruise for one evening, and it was at Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
Have you said, so I only say this because our friend Russ, who does the fireworks cruises, he said over there, like, because of how narrow the canal is, like, you'll be there with like four other boats. So you won't really have privacy. You know what I'm saying? Like there will be three other boats like right next to you. Okay. So just be aware of that, that it won't be like when you do it out in the kingdom, there's space between the boats, you know, because they can line them up mm-hmm. with plenty of space between them, but they have to come, they don't go under the bridge. So they come down towards the friendship, you know, like that station.
Okay.
So anyway, just so you know.
No, that's a surprise for everyone.
So. Is it the same, like over at the kingdom, you can have up to 10 people. So is it the same? You can have up to 10?
It is.
Oh. So. Well, I'm not going to invite myself, so...
Well, know. It's... And I can't because someone else is paying for it.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, but you'll get to meet...
That's right.
You'll get to meet...
Yeah.
...those folks...
Right.
...Sunday night.
Right. And I can talk about how much I love boats and fireworks. Just casually drop it into... Yeah,
just drop it in. Just like,
you know what I love... That? Say what?
Have you ever done that?
Done what?
The fireworks cruise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And matter of fact, when Rodan got his promotion, they were looking for something special to do over Disney, and I suggested that they do the fireworks cruise. And so, yeah, we did a fireworks cruise just recently with all of the co-pilots. So with Taffy and Taylor and Babalu and Darwin and Rodan and Tank. Well, actually, Tank didn't go because Tank has PTSD. So Tank stayed back at Wilderness Lodge while we all went out on the fireworks cruise. It was a lot of fun. And Zach was there as well, but in case I missed somebody there. It's really nice. They have snacks. There's chips and crackers and, you know, the kind of snacks that you would find in the hotel sundry, you know, bar or whatever, like just little packages of chips and pretzels and stuff. They have every soda. So they have diet and regular soda and Sprite and those things that are cold. There's two coolers. There's one in the front, one in the back. They have bottled water and those are all free. So those are all, you know,
nothing's free.
Well, I mean, they're all included in the price. You also, because you're not driving, you can have alcohol. So if you, cause you'll probably board over near the Yacht and Beach Club. So if you stop at the little pool bar there by the, right before the boat dock there, you could you can get a nice big beverage to take with you if you want an adult beverage. You're free to drink on board. So
and then when it's over, you get back on the Skyliner and go back to your room.
That's right.
Yeah.
Doodle-doo-doo. I feel like there's a market. It's not a big market, but I think it's a significant market.
Mm-hmm.
For a device. Maybe Adam could 3D print this. This is what I'm envisioning. I'm envisioning some kind of frame. Like a round frame with a magnet on it, right? So it's like a circle that you're putting up there has a magnet on it. And it has in it, you know, strapped to it, a couple of microphones and a Raspberry Pi and a speaker. And what it does essentially is noise cancellation. So it immediately, you know, it's going to do noise cancellation towards the magnets. So when you're stuck in things like the Skyliner car and the lady won't shut the hell up, she's given the same speech she gives every time. It's like, this is the headwaters of the Everglades. The water here goes all the way down to South Florida and eventually into the Gulf of Mexico. It's just like, yeah, we know. And it's like, I just want to, you know, just a little, you whip it out, you put it up there and it immediately like, you know, nullifies her noise. Remember,
you know, I know you have a degree in psychology.
I do. I do. Yeah.
If someone came and told you that, what would you think of them?
I'd think that's a great idea.
Please continue.
That's a genius idea, if I do say so myself. Great. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who came up with it, but they are.
How about right up there with QR ducks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was cruise ducks with a QR. I think I tried. I tried to tell him, but sorry. I don't even know why he's late tonight.
That was going to be my next question.
Like, I listened to his show today.
Are he and Sydney on a date?
I don't know. But, you know, I listened to his show today. He didn't say anything about why he was late. I don't know. Let's see. I'll tell him to text me when he's listening. Hey, text me when you get ready.
Oh, gal, if I don't find the voice letter, thank you so much for remembering my birthday. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll have to have
Something tells me something's up with his phone, though, because he didn't get my message. My text message. You know, let's just see here.
Did you hit send?
Yes. Let's just see if I still have it. Mm-hmm. I may have thrown it away. Let me just double check here.
He says he answered your text.
Again, I didn't get it.
Poor Big Fatty.
Poor Big Fatty, indeed.
I'm glad to see that you have evolved past the... Oh, no, send me a text. It's cost me a nickel or whatever phase.
Right. All right. Now, you know what? I'm going to send the old gal a text right now.
All right.
Here we go.
Adam is late. Mark is gone. The calls are gone. The calls are gone?
Did I send it to...
Oh, the call. Yours? Oh, yeah. 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 The, okay. I get it. I get what you're saying, Kathy Marshall. I'm sitting here thinking about the calls for the show. And I was just like, wait, we haven't done the show yet. We haven't played the calls. Oh, Auntie Scott's phone, Fatty, is upstairs. And the, that chair that goes up the rail is not working.
Ah. Yes.
And so he's like, when they've called a repairman and when it's fixed later this evening, he will text you back when he can.
The acorn stair lift.
Yeah, the acorn lift. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have sent it again. I want to just.
No, it comes naturally. Yeah, I see that.
Okay.
Hi, did you get this?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So you see it says delivered.
I do. I see it. Signed, sealed, delivered. It's yours.
Okay. All right.
Do, 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 do. Okay. You know, I don't want to keep you. Like I can. All right, good. If you're good being here, then I'm happy to have you.
But yeah, Adam's due in at 10:30, right?
Yes, that was what he said. You got your pill. Go ahead, take your pills.
It'll take a half hour.
Yeah, take a half hour. We'll set a clock. Let's do a countdown. I'm going to give you.
I put 60 seconds up on the big board.
You know what? I'm
no,
going to
no.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you a sample of my quiz. I altered my quiz a little bit.
Oh, yes. Do the quiz for me.
And I said,
this is for level 13.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's normally not a quiz.
No, there's not. A 5-question quiz. And do you want the music and everything? You want the music?
No.
Do you want to sing it?
This is a special quiz.
What questions
will he ask?
Okay. The level 13 news quiz.
Oh, it's a news quiz.
News quiz. I told it to look through entertainment and Big Brother news for the week and to come up with 5 trivia questions.
Ah, okay. Here we go.
Question number 1 on the old quiz here this evening, right? Which Big Brother 27 house guest was unexpectedly evicted from the house this week just one day after winning the power of veto? It is multiple choice if you would like to know what the choices are.
This week?
Which Big Brother 27 house guest would this, even if it was last week, wouldn't it make, I mean, there's only one person that would have done this, unexpectedly evicted from the house just one day after winning the power of veto.
Oh, well, that was Zach.
That is not a choice. The choices are,
what are my choices?
Leo Maxwell, Chloe. These may not even be people that are in the show.
These are not on the U.S. version of Big Brother.
Is this the U.K.? Hold on a second
It's not the U.S. version.
Big Brother 27. Yeah, Big Brother 27 UK, 25th anniversary service is expected in 2025.
So I should get the point for that, for sure, realizing
sure. It was... you know what? It was Olivia Chen, a strong contender, was shockingly evicted. It was Julie Chen. Julie Chen was evicted. Okay, next question. It may possibly just be making it up. This week, which streaming giant announced a new ad-supported Ultra tier that will offer 4K streaming and Dolby Atmos sound at a reduced monthly cost, setting it apart from the existing premium plans? So who announced a new ad-supported 4K this
week? What are my choices?
Disney Plus, Netflix, Max, or Prime Video?
You know, I don't do the streaming, so
right.
The only thing that I heard that was new as far as streaming goes was the ESPN app and the Fox app.
Yeah.
But the ESPN was going to be part of Disney Plus and Hulu.
Correct.
For $29.99 a month.
Correct.
And
unless you're a cast member, and then it's only $10 a month.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, for the ad-free one.
I guess it's the I don't know. Right,
Sorry. Yeah. Prime Video unveiled its new Ultra ad-supported tier this week, aiming to attract subscribers with high-quality streaming features like 4K and Dolby Atmos. All right.
Great.
This week... you're not going to know this. This week, Google announced a significant update to its Gemini AI, introducing a new Project Sentinel feature designed to do what for users?
What are my choices, Dan?
Project Sentinel. Generate personalized music playlist based on mood. Automatically summarize lengthy video conferences. Detect and alert users to deepfake media in real time. Or translate spoken language into sign language instantly. Project Sentinel.
I'm going to guess it's the deepfake.
Yeah, that would be deepfake. That would be my guess as well. No, it translates spoken language into sign language. Google's Gemini AI received an update this week, including Project Sentinel, an innovative feature capable of instantly translating spoken language into sign language.
I have a good reason.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything about Gemini. However, you know everything about Gemini.
And I didn't know this.
Except that.
And I took ASL as my foreign language in college. Let's see. Let's go to our question number four. Adam never says what question. Question number four.
It's the penultimate question.
It is. It is. Okay. Actress Anya Sharma, known for her roles in Starlight Saga and The Crimson Veil, confirmed this week that she is expecting her first child with her husband, tech entrepreneur Liam Vance. What prestigious award did Sharma win last year for her performance in the historical drama, Echoes of Empire? Which award did she win for Echoes of Empire? Do you want to know the choices?
What are my choices?
A Golden Globe, a Screen Actors Guild Award, a British Academy Film Award, a BAFTA, as they call them, or a Critics' Choice Movie Award.
I'm going to go with the BAFTA.
Think it's a BAFTA? That is correct. Ding, ding, ding. That is correct. And Anya Sharma, a celebrated actress, announced her pregnancy this week. Last year, she earned a British Academy Film Award for her critically acclaimed role in Echoes of Empire. Nice.
By the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Arma Sharman was my stripper name when I was doing toilet paper commercials.
With Dingleberries. Mm-hmm. Final question. It's the final question. Scientists at the European Organization for Nuclear Research, that would be CERN, announced this week a groundbreaking achievement.
CERN, where are we?
Well, we have created a groundbreaking achievement in antimatter research, successfully extending the stable confinement of anti-hydrogen atoms. For how long?
Praise hydrogen. Could I have my choices, please?
For 15 minutes, for 1 hour, for 24 hours, or for 3 days. How long did we extend the stable confinement of an anti-hydrogen atom?
Could I choose E? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I would just go with the shortest because these things are No, it was 24 hours. CERN research, yeah, made headlines this week. Antimatter confinement for a full 24 hours. Wow. Well, good for you, CERN. They're not particles, Kathy Marshall. They're antiparticles. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Such a chore. Such a chore. Mm.
Just piece of work.
She's a piece of work. She's a classic. When people go San Francisco, that's what they mean.
So questions.
Oh, Mel is here. I had a.
Hi, Mel. I hear you're a librarian.
I had a General So chicken general question, and you weren't here, so just you can catch up now. General So's chicken. Would you say the most important part about that dish is how crunchy the chicken is? Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're not supposed to give her the right answer. You're just supposed to.
Sorry.
Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's only me who doesn't give a shit. Maybe everyone else is like, oh, fuck yeah. No, if it's not crunchy.
I'm pretty sure nobody gives a shit except that one guy.
I mean, it's Chinese food. It's came from a freezer. It's, unless you're in New York or she preferred the fried chicken in those types of dishes. Isn't mushy. No, not mushy, but it's just like this guy was making
it's
a big
doughy.
Deal. Like, yeah. Yeah, unless you're in a place that has like a big Asian population where they have real food like that they make themselves. Yeah. Most Chinese food that I see is bought at their Costco or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They're frozen egg rolls, they're frozen. It's just frozen fried chicken chunks that they make into orange chicken, General So's chicken, cashew chicken. Yeah, it's the same.
Sweet and sour chicken.
Yeah. It's all the same, just with the same sauce.
Chicken and broccoli.
The same sauce. Sauces are so important. Mm. So important, the sauces. You know, since we're not going out to a club, to the club on Saturday, you know, maybe we could force Adam to cook something.
Ooh.
Okay, fine.
Did I
haven't
say that out loud?
Yeah, you did. I don't think we've talked about.
I don't have a sous vide.
I mean, it's just water. It's like literally water in a Ziploc. Just give him a water, give him a pot of water and a Ziploc, and tell him it's a sous vide. He'll be fine. We haven't talked about food. Is there some new crazy place in Charleston that you've been dying to?
No, but I didn't know if maybe there was a list of the regular haunts that I take folks to that perhaps you'd like to partake in or not.
I like that. Is that swishing pig or something like that, or the swish the
swiggin' swine?
The swiggin' swine, is that still there?
Oh yeah,
'cause okra loves bread. I still laugh at that joke, like in my head every single. No one else gets it.
I get it.
Well, yeah, you're the one that told it. You're the one. We were at the Swiggin Swine, and something about.
No, that was with Dr. Stone, right? He doesn't remember sitting beside you.
No, Dr. Stone doesn't remember sitting beside me, not at the Swiggin Swine. That was at another place in a downtown area
Oh, we went to. Oh, okay.
That was a long time ago. I think we went to Swig and Swine with Adam.
Did we?
I've got pictures. I got pictures. Let me find.
I got. You know, it's okay. It's okay. We can go again.
I just want to make sure it's the right place. Let's see. This picture was taken April 18th, 2016. So let me scroll back.
Share the screen.
Yeah, we'll have to find the picture first.
Oh, it's raining.
Well, it's not.
If only I had a picture of a little baby, you know, with a big smile on its face going, "It's raining."
What the fuck is that supposed to be?
Oh, do you hear that?
I do. I need to, how do I share my screen? Oh, there we go.
I don't know.
Share screen options. Oh, I just click on the fucking share. That's all. it's like they're sending me down this rabbit hole. So yeah, it was this trip. It was this trip.
Double click to enter the full screen mode.
So it was this trip here where we ended up at Cabana Bay. Adam and I at Cabana Bay at Universal.
Mm-hmm.
We went bowling. And,
yes, look at there.
Yeah, yeah. And then we went and did Universal.
Oh, Lord.
I know. We went and did the Harry.
Holy
the,
shit.
The Larry Potter. And mm-hmm. And there's Transformers and Minions. And hold on, we get there. There's Adam and
I. Oh, my Lord.
Yep.
You need to put that in the chat room.
What? No, they don't. They don't need to see.
Put that one in the chat.
You don't need to see that. There's. Oh, this is Adam's tour of the room. There's. Ugh. Let's see. Did we leave?
Was that a Chevrolet Red?
That was or similar. Hold on. We have to scroll up here. I had dinner with my nephews and Adam and I. Still at Universal. Finally went to California Grill. Oh yeah, and then. This happened.
There's Squeaky Picky.
Squeaky Piggy and the no poo or something. That was the picture of your console with 700 buttons and dials on it. I don't remember what car that was.
That would have been the Escape.
Okay, the Escape. There it is. There it is.
Yep,
the Swig and Swine. There's a picture of the pork rinds with the blue cheese.
Oh, by the way, they do that now, the pork rinds, as an appetizer, but it's like loaded nachos, but it's loaded pork rinds with like cheese and brisket and...
Adam says he's ready, but I have to find my thing. Hold on.
Ready.
There you go. What is this? This is not the burnt ends because I don't like the burnt ends, but.
No, that's the brisket and the pulled brisket. Pork.
Oh, it was so good. With the mac and cheese and the coleslaw.
Yes.
Yeah. There it is. Okra.
Yep.
Okra loves bread. And then we went downtown Charleston.
To Kaminsky's.
That's right.
Oh, yes. That's where we went to the hot.
Yep. Hot sauce place.
Hot sauce place.
Yeah, we did our Ben and Jerry's ice cream there. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I have to stop here so I can collect Adam. So let's see. You don't have to go. You can stay until you fall asleep. That's fine. You can say hi to Adam. Let's see.
Hi, Adam.
Invite Adam.
Do you think he's been listening?
I don't know if he's listening or not. He could get. Oh, he's in the chat room. It says "Hey all," but I don't know that he's listening. Adam, if you are listening, I'm going to email you the link because I think you need it on your computer, not on your phone. So I am going to email you right this moment. Adam Burns, Linky. There we go. Sent. If I was using an Apple product, it would have done that. It would have gone. Boy, I'm surprised that Apple gave up on any kind of AI stuff in their phones. They're just like, you know what? Fuck it. We're not doing AI. Just everybody go use everything else. So
I've still received no. Oh.
Oh. Oh, what?
Oh.
Are you frightened? Oh. It's just Adam.
He looks like the aviator.
What? You're muted.
Why
you're
is there muted. Echo?
Oh.
I think it's you.
Yeah, you're in the chat room.
I got to turn. I got to. I have to turn my radio off.
Turn the radio off.
Hey, Fatty.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you go into original audio, Adam?
Oh, how could you even tell with whatever?
Yeah, Fatty's got the washing machine going there. Is
whatever, like jet engine is going on back there.
Are you in?
Is that? Is it that loud?
Are you in original audio, Fatty? If you are, go out of it.
I was.
Yeah, go out of it. Let it. Yeah, let it do its job.
Original sound for musicians on. Now it's off.
There you go. Much better. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ugh. It's all right. It was fine during the show that we recorded. So yeah, Adam, we're all set, man. We're at the point now of the trip where we're talking about.
It's all planned. Food. You don't have to do a thing.
You're not gonna. Yeah, I know you hate planning.
Do we have a tour guides with like? Is there a food tour?
No.
Well, Fatty's gonna handle the food touring. We're going to go. Here's what we're gonna do, Adam. Just so you know.
Yeah.
We're going to do Friday at Fatty's. Is an exclusive little. What would you call it? Boutique or would you call it bespoke? Gathering is a boutique gathering or a bespoke gathering, Fatty?
I would call it a bunch of old people.
Bunch of old people, and we're gonna go there. We're gonna have some food. I do not know what's on the menu.
We discover what time Friday at Fatty's starts?
Well, it changes. Like 2 weeks ago, Granny and Durwood got here right around 7.
Yeah.
Last week they were here at 6.
Yeah.
And this week they arrived at 5.
Oh, okay.
So by the time y'all get here,
yeah,
they will have already left by the time y'all get here.
No, because we're leaving.
No,
we're leaving early.
No,
it's a 7.
We'll eat. We'll eat. Between 6:30 and 7.
We will be there by 6. We'll be easily.
I know that's a little early for you, Adam.
No, it's okay.
We can easily make it there. It is,
but it's okay. I can make do when I'm traveling, you know. Ugh.
All right, so we're doing Friday at Fatty's after we check into the lovely Drury Hotel, which I hope you made your reservation there.
No, I haven't.
Make your goddamn reservation already.
But I will.
Okay. So we're going to stay there at the Drury.
You know, by the way, if you were really going to do a travel agency, it would absolutely have to be called Last Minute Travel.
Hey, I know I told you you were leaving tomorrow at 2, but something just happened with the airline. I don't know what it was, but anyway, it turns out you're not actually leaving until next Tuesday.
We're not that bad. We have most of Switzerland planned already.
All right, but your Charleston trip, Adam, no worries. Yeah. We're going other than you do need to make your Drury. That's all you have to do. Just make your hotel reservation. That's all you have to do. Because you were like, no, I don't want you to make mine for me. And it's like,
make a reservation, Drury? Oh, never mind.
Boy, Drury boy. So we're going to, we have a fun-filled day on Saturday.
Oh, he forgot to turn. Wait, he forgot to start something because he just went.
The stream. It's okay.
Oh, I'm on the stream, so you won't be able to.
Oh, you're on the stream?
Yeah, I've been streaming since Fatty's been on.
It says I'm broadcasting.
Okay. Well, I can drop that. You're an admin, so I'm sure you would kick me off, right?
Oh. Or I'm using the same user ID that you are.
No, I'm using mine. Here, I've dropped mine. So you can check and see if someone check and see if Fred48 is still broadcasting. Here's the all right. So you're gonna have a lovely day on Saturday. We're going to do two historical based tours. So a lovely day on Saturday. We're going to do two. Cool. Right there. So we're going to do two historical themed tours. One of them involves a boat ride. So like a half hour boat ride out to the island.
I love a boat ride.
He loves a boat ride. Yeah.
Love a boat ride.
And so we're going to do two things. And then Saturday evening is what we were just talking about, dinner-wise. That's kind of, you know, we're leaving it up to Fatty there. He wanted to know, is there anything in our previous trips that we wanted to go back to, or that we, you know, or what, you know, what kind of food do you want on our last night there on Saturday? Like what general category of food? At least give him that.
Okay, great.
Not seafood.
Okay.
Not seafood.
You know, it's lucky for you, Charleston is not known for their seafood.
But if it is seafood, you know, just if they have something on the
menu. Only if it's a chef's
table. If it's a chef's table, I will eat seafood.
Oh.
But I'm not going to order.
If you seafood will you menu. Eat it?
If I like it.
If you seafood, will you eat it? Anyway, so not seafood. That's your only direction.
That's my only direction.
Okay, good. That's fine.
Yeah. We'll discuss on Saturday.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like...
By the way, does the jury have a complimentary continental breakfast?
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if it does or not.
Beats me. I haven't made my reservation.
It's a brand new hotel.
Yeah. That's why I picked it.
You think they're going to sell out?
I don't think so.
Well...
There's a lot of hotels right in that area. So it's like there's a Drury, and then right across from it was another one. That Larry Vader was like, all right, could have stayed there.
I'm trying to save my pennies. We've been, you know, purchasing a lot of stuff.
That's
so.
Right. Yeah. So
as soon as my next paycheck clears, I'm gonna.
Okay. You're gonna.
I'm gonna.
You know, it's hell living paycheck to paycheck.
It is. I mean, it is.
You know, you're putting it on a credit card, so you don't need a paycheck to do that. You just put it on the credit card.
It's true.
And then your next paycheck will be there, and then you pay the credit card. Are you excited?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Sunday we're driving back because we're doing dinner Sunday evening.
Jico, the cooking place.
That's right. We're going to do dinner with the co-pilots. Although probably not Taffy because it sounds like she's going to be on a cruise. But we will have Darwin and Rodan for sure, and possibly Taylor and Babalu. I don't know, you know, after he drove 2 hours over to see you last time. And
what? I gave him a lovely time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
He had a lovely time was had by all. Mm-hmm.
Good night, Mel.
Good night, Mel.
Bye, Mel.
Oh, Auntie Scott is saying he's going. Oh, they must have fixed the lift. So Auntie Scott is going upstairs now. He'll check for your text, Fatty.
Okay.
And it was wonderful hearing you here.
What does going upstairs now mean?
That's not a euphemism.
That means that he's going to ascend to the love chamber.
Is that code for?
No, it's not. It's not a euphemism. I think he's just literally going upstairs. Oh, that's right. He's got his, unlike Adam, who started a video podcast back after one, like a Pride 48. He's like, yeah, I'm going to do this once a week. And it like lasted 1 week. Scott's going now for episode 4, but his third real episode, right? Like, cause he did the preview thing, right? And then the real episode, the first episode and the second one.
I saw a little bit of one,
Episode 3, but wasn't there a pre-episode? Doesn't make this your fourth actual post of this
wherever
series?
I saw it, I wasn't able to finish watching it, so I need to go back and do that.
Yeah, the coming attraction plus 3 episodes makes 4.
I'm sure someone will say, sir, where are we?
You know what?
Or something.
No, you'd be surprised. They don't say it as much as you would think based off the title.
There will be birds.
The boobies. They made an appearance.
And I don't know if that's an anti-Scott thing, but I think I share, if it is an anti-Scott thing, I share that with anti-Scott because every trip,
yeah,
I take a picture of random birds.
Yeah.
That's just a thing that I do.
You're going to see Drew, like 19-year-old Drew on a Royal Caribbean ship. What? I mean, I know he wasn't 19, but he looked 19. He's like, you're going to see their very first
cruise. Clucking sounds.
That's right.
He's their so young.
Very first cruise.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, so this is like way, way back.
Yes.
It was on 8mm. They had to scan it in.
Back when Kodak was a thing.
Did Andy Scott have to get out the slide projector and then like there? We used to, I have an uncle who loves slides and we used to, what is that?
Well, he hasn't gone upstairs yet. He's saying goodbye. All right. Goodbye, oh, Andy Scott. He said he'd check for your message when he gets upstairs.
I thought he had already gone.
He hasn't gone yet.
It's like, you know, one of those people that likes to ask to say goodbye to everybody and you gotta,
Making excuses for him.
You know what? Growing up, leaving church was the that's probably why I'm an atheist. Because dad was everyone's doctor. So leaving church was just an ordeal.
Absolutely.
Everybody wanted to fucking talk to him. And it's just like, I just want to go. Hated that.
By the way, are we using this session?
We don't have to. That would be the only way that, if you want to use the session, I can do the cloud recording for you.
Okay.
No, I'm getting ready to leave y'all because.
Yeah, he was just here filling in for.
It has nothing to do with whether Fatty is here or not. I'm just asking because if so, I'm going to join it from the other one because I have to have the other one. But if not, I'll wait.
No, go ahead. You know, if you want to use it, we're already here. So if you want to use this one, it's fine. That way I don't have to ask you for the transcript. I have it already.
Look at that. You don't have a limit?
I bought an account tonight so that I could do this.
Oh, Fatty, you're special. He bought an account.
$13.
Spent $13
for you.
Mm.
Right. Might as well get my $13 worth out of it.
Right.
You know,
you never said on your show, did you get satisfaction from whatever company you bought the refrigerator from?
Satisfaction.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I finally got one that.
From the same company or?
Well, yeah, I bought it from Lowe's.
Okay. Well, what was it you were arguing with them about? Getting the same discount or?
Yes, but I ended up getting a better discount. Because they didn't get back in touch with me. Ah, he didn't get it.
Ah, well, there you go.
Okay.
Fatty is a happy man now. He is, I'm going to.
Fatty, is there anything you need me to 3D print for you before I come? Because, you know.
Because you gotta.
I've got this 3D printer and.
I saw on the Jane Pauley show on Sunday that they were printing violins. So if you could just print me a violin.
What are you
gonna do? I mean, full size.
A full size violin.
Okay, Daniel froze.
What?
Oh.
I was reading something on the screen over here. What was it about a violin?
He wants a full-size violin like they were printing on the Today Show or something.
Do you play the violin?
No.
you just want a violin. You just want a 3D printed violin.
I don't. Do not bring me a violin.
You said it.
Nope.
I couldn't. I don't think I could 3D print a full-size.
Well, they said that it took weeks to do it or something like that. Maybe it was days to do it.
All right, Adam. I made you a news game. I put it in the chat.
You made me a news game?
I made a Google Opal app that goes out and makes the questions and puts the choices and keeps score and stuff.
Oh, well, I have the one for today set up, but
that's fine. We can use your. I'm just saying, I threw it together there for you. You know, you're welcome.
thank you. Appreciate that.
All right.
Oh, it's Nicholas. You know, he's no longer young Nicholas. He's Nicholas now. And then eventually he'll be old Nicholas.
He'll just be.
And then Saint Nicholas.
I've been trying to get in touch with Nicholas, and he's not responding to me.
Nicholas, why are you not responding to Adam?
I messaged him in Discord. I thought I had his phone number. I texted him. I messaged him on Blue Sky. Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't think. Or Twitter. I don't know.
No, he's on Blue Sky, I think.
He's not answering in the chat, so maybe he's not even hearing you.
Maybe not.
Okay. Fatty, thank you so much for joining here. This is special level 13. This episode will probably drop the week that we're at your visiting you. So you guys got to hear us planning the trip that we're on. So
yes.
Thanks, Fatty.
Thank you for calling. Enjoy the whatever that. What are y'all getting ready to do?
The mix.
Yes. Can you tell the go to bed pills?
It's called the mix.
The go to bed pills are beginning to kick in.
Oh, that's right, Adam and Nick. I forgot that Nicholas said he didn't have cell service, so that's why.
That's why, Adam.
How do I hang this up?
You click on the right down at the bottom.
Leave meeting.
Yeah, leave. Yeah.
Are you going to get in the love chamber right now?
Yes, I'm tired.
He took his pills and he dropped two of them on the floor, and then he found them after he took his pills, and he took those two.
No,
so he's
no. Like, I only found one of the two. See, it's right there.
It's almost 11 there. You should.
I know.
That's right. 3 hours.
2 hours ago. Yeah.
Good night.
Right. Yeah.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night, and may God bless. Now, you know who that is, don't you, Daniel?
That's
good night, and may God bless.
I feel like, is it Alfred Hitchcock?
No.
No. It's one of those older.
Yes.
James.
Red Skelton.
Oh, Red Skelton. Okay. That was a bit before my time, Red Skelton. I'm only 58. Good night.
All right.